This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
There is also some new comments that have surfaced from another one of the five kids that you see all over the news. Cameron Caskey was one of the ones that was interviewed, and he actually was interviewing the other day on Fox News Sunday. I did not, unfortunately, because, you know, I was at church, I didn't actually catch this interview right when it came out, right when it happened, but this happened just the other day. This is Cameron Caskey. He's one of the ones that has been on with Bill Maher. He spoke at the March for Life. And Sunday afterward, they were talking about this whole thing with Chris Wallace, who's one of the few journalists that I actually respect and think does a good job of trying to find the truth without an agenda. I think that even though Fox tends to lean to the right quite a bit, Chris Wallace is one of the ones that I really respect, and I think that he really does try to give people a fair shake on both sides. So this is Cameron Caskey with him on Sunday.
Yes, it's important to stop school shootings, but this does very little to keep the American people out of the line of fire. What do I want to see? Mm-hmm. I want to see an assault weapons ban. I want to see high capacity magazines ban. These are things that I don't just want to see these. This is everybody.
Okay, so we're going to deal with this claim first and then move on. But this is one of the claims that he's made, and the left keeps trying to push this narrative whenever you see them talking about it. This is not something that just a few people want. This is everybody. Everybody really wants these things. Everybody wants high-capacity magazine bans. Everybody wants AR-15 bans. Everybody is on board with this. Everybody agrees with it. The only reason that this is not getting passed is because of the evil, evil NRA and those horrible Republicans that really do understand that these things are killing people, but they just don't care because they've been bought off by all this money from the NRA, which, by the way, if you've been listening to our show at all over the past couple weeks, you'll know how incredibly stupid that is if you know anything about campaign finance and how little the NRA is. I mean, they're a big player, but when I say big player, I mean when you're looking at their entirety of spending stacked up against everybody else's, they're still 156th. So they're nowhere near the top of influential lobby groups in Washington. Nonetheless, you're looking at this, and that's there's a couple of purposes in doing that. First of all, they want to reaffirm everybody that believes in this or maybe on the fence. Well, everybody agrees with it. Everybody's on board with it. So if you happen to not agree with it, then you're the crazy person, you're the outlier. And that's one of the things that they try to do. It has that dual purpose. It confirms the people that already believe it and brings some of the people that are kind of on the fence and kind of trying to make up their mind more on their side. And then also to ostracize everybody that is not on board with it, saying that if you don't agree with this, you're a bad person and you don't care about children. But that's actually not true. According to a Pew Research poll from June 2017, so less than a year ago, 68% favor an assault weapons ban, and 65% favor high-capacity magazine bans. So a majority, for sure, a lot of people, far more people than I would want, and certainly something that I would like to have a conversation with those people. I wish that they would educate themselves on the facts and how little this would do. Actually, it wouldn't do anything based on the statistics to curb any kind of gun violence or gun homicides. But that ain't everybody. I mean, you're still looking at, in these situations, 32 and 35% of people that do not favor these bans. So, yeah, they've got the majority, but the majority isn't everybody. There is still a large plurality of Americans that oppose the kind of measures that he's talking about. So this idea that everybody's on board with it, everybody agrees with this, and if you disagree, you just happen to be one of those crazy backwards people that's still clinging to your God and your guns. That's not true. And so let's go on and move on with this.
Age has to be raised to 21. These are things these are important issues. And the fact that nobody is in the bill, they don't say the word gun once. What causes all these shootings? What's the one thing to tie everything together? There's no specific mental health problem that makes all these shootings happen. It's the weapon. And the fact that they aren't taking any action towards it is proof that we need to keep on going.
Okay, so there you have it. Cameron Caskey, the voice of the left. And keep in mind, left, you're the ones that wanted him to be your voice. You're the one that wanted these kids to be your public face on this issue, saying that really it is all about the gun and it's the gun's fault that the shooting took place. that there is no single mental disorder or anything like that tying all these shooters. The only common denominator is the gun. And so obviously it's the gun, it's the weapon that are causing these people to go crazy and shoot people. And you know what? Maybe he has a point. You know what else was at every single shooting, what the common factor was? There were students at every single shooting. So students obviously are causing these school shootings. And, you know, come to think of it, there were desks at every school shooting too. So it's probably desks. Desks are causing the school shootings. And so we need to outlaw a desk. We need to do something, some kind of common sense desk reform. And there were books at every school. Every school that's been shot at, did you know that they have books? Maybe we need to start regulating books. We need to have a high-capacity book ban so you can only have a certain level of thickness per book. This is the ridiculousness of what he's suggesting. Of course there was a gun at every shooting. If you take away the gun, you can't shoot people. If there is no gun, there is no shooting. But there's also not a shooting if there's not a school. And so you're trying to say that there's a cause-and-effect relationship here when there's clearly not. In fact, if you're looking at the actual facts, if you're looking at the numbers, if guns were causing shootings, then we would have a real problem in this country with school shootings. And what I'm talking about is obviously any kind of school shooting, any kind of death because of an event like this is tragic. But believe me, it would be 1,000 times worse if guns were actually causing shootings, because you have to keep in mind, there are 300 million guns in this country, almost as many guns as there are people. And over 40% of all houses have guns, according to a recent poll that they took. So that has at least one gun in every single house, or at least one gun in every single one of these 40%. Now, some have more than one, and that's why you have 300 million and only 40% of the houses have guns. But if 40% of the houses have guns and there's 3 million guns out there, keep in mind, there's only 139,000 schools. So if you're doing the math and following the logic here, that the gun is actually what's causing the shooting, if that were the case, and you had each gun, that's, if you break it down, that's 2,158 guns per school spread all throughout the country in all 50 states. 2,158 guns per school if you're looking at the numbers. So if we were to follow his logic that the guns are what are actually causing the school shootings, if each gun just caused one school shooting a year, that would mean that we would have 12 school shootings per school per day. Obviously, if guns were causing the school shootings, we would have a much larger problem with school shootings. In fact, the vast, vast, vast majority, I'm talking 99.9% of guns have never been used in school shootings, and 99.9%, I'm just using a fallacious, I'm just using a made-up number here, but still, it's actually probably larger than this, of gun owners have never been involved in school shootings. The gun is not the problem. In fact, the truth is school shootings are becoming less common, according to the FBI statistics, the Washington Post, New York Times. These are not exactly conservative news outlets that don't that are big Second Amendment advocates. That's not what you're seeing here. And to give you a little perspective on how uncommon they really are, the United States averages 10 deaths in school shootings per year over the past 20 years. You know, pretty horrific. 10 deaths a year is way too much. Ideally, we would knock it down to zero. However, these are insanely uncommon events. They don't happen that often, and they're not that deadly. If you're averaging only 10 deaths a year in a country of 320 million, that's actually not that bad. Now, like I said, any death is a tragedy, and anything that we can do to make schools safer that does not infringe upon the rights of the American citizen, I'm on board with at least listening to and considering the possible outcomes. But 10 deaths a year? There are 821 people a day that die from texting and driving. Not a year, a day. 821 people die from texting and driving a day, according to, I forget the name of that department that I was looking up. It's essentially the United States equivalent to ALDOT. So the Department of Transportation, they're saying that a fourth of all traffic accidents or traffic fatalities are due to texting while driving. And so according to that, if you take it down, a fourth of that is 821 people. So if you think about it that way, 821 deaths a day from texting and driving, you're not seeing any marches for that. You're not seeing any legislation for that. You're not seeing anyone trying to pass some kind of law that would restrict phones and you can only buy a phone that doesn't have any kind of capability to text. You're not seeing that. And yet it's killing literally 82 times the amount of people in a day that school shootings account for in a whole year. And the U.S. averages 51 lightning strikes per year over the past 25 years. Think about that. You are five times, if you're a teenager in America going to high school, you are five times more likely to be struck by lightning than to die in a school shooting. Again, I'm not trying to downplay this. I'm not trying to say that school shootings aren't serious. We've been talking about real solutions that could help limit this in the future. I gave a whole show where I did an episode of just looking at solutions that are potential that could really help and statistically have been proven effective in other countries. And yet you're looking at this. They are an incredibly rare event. Doesn't mean we don't need to talk about them. Doesn't mean we need to consider solutions and things that might help us prevent them in the future. All I'm saying here is we're acting as though this is this mass problem and this is what's being put forward, that these horrible guns are causing this. If that were the case, we've seen gun ownership skyrocket over the past 10 years. Lots of new people buying in. There was a massive spike in part because of Obama's presidency and the way that he talked about guns, because people were afraid of them. And so you saw these massive spikes of gun sales afterward. And because you've seen this, gun ownership has increased exponentially in the past 10 years. And yet what happens to gun homicides? Well, actually, they're on the decrease. Gun murders on the decrease. Gun violence on the decrease. School shootings on the decrease. I'm not saying that they're happening because there are more people with guns, but what I am saying is it completely breaks this incredibly stupid argument that more guns, the guns are the cause of shootings and the cause of gun violence. And if you just take the guns away, if you just restrict the guns more, they're going to go down. There has been absolutely no correlation between the two. Same thing with the assault weapons ban. It did nothing to curb gun violence. And that's not me saying that. That's the FBI saying that. All this has happened despite the gun sales, specifically the AR-15, selling incredibly well over the past 10 years. So if it was the gun that was the problem, if it was the weapon that was the problem, and that's what's causing these shootings, you would see a massive increase. We have more guns than ever and less school shootings. Once again, these kids have show that they have spent absolutely no time actually researching the subject, and yet we're supposed to still take them seriously as though they're experts on these matters.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt, every weekday from 9 to 11, only on News Radio 1440 and newsradio1440.com.